Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the attorneys in Lum's trial made their closing arguments yesterday, and it's now up to the jury to decide whether or not Lum is guilty of embezzling $500 collected by him as Justice of the Peace. As we look in on the courthouse at the county seat today, we find Lum and Abner worrying over the jury's long deliberations. Listen.
Oh, me, Lum, how long can them Germans stay in that room? They're liable to starve to death in there.
Oh, well, leave it.
Huh?
There's a police officer that takes them out to supper and all that stuff.
Takes them over to his house for supper, you mean?
No, out to a restaurant or a lunchroom or something like that. Or at a cafeteria, maybe.
Well, maybe that's what's taking them so long, running in and out to eat all the time.
Abner, I wish you'd stop talking about it.
Well, they've been out since yesterday, Lum. Doggies, they've had plenty of time to make up their mind about you being guilty. Or not guilty.
Don't use that word guilty no more. Can't you see all this waiting around has made a nervous wretch out of me? Or
well,
a wreck?
If I was in that jury room, I could make up my mind a heap quicker than that.
Well, I could, too.
Yes, sir.
I know exactly how I'd vote if I was in there.
Me, too, I believe.
Wish they'd leastways let me go in there and have a little talk with them. Squire never did let me talk enough during the trial.
No, wait a minute. Here comes Squire. He's been talking to the judge. Maybe he's got some good news on him.
I don't care whether it's good news or bad news. This waiting on the brink is driving me stark, raving, mad, crazy. I've got to where it'd be a relief just to hear him say I'm guilty.
Yeah, what have you found out, Squire?
Yeah, what'd you hear?
Well, it's still the same, Lum. Apparently, two members of the jury are still holding out for you.
Two of them, huh?
Well, good for them. What's her name, Squire? Left to shake their hand.
Might as well have somebody go in there and tell them much obliged, but they might as well give up.
What's that?
I can see right now I ain't got no chance,
Squire.
All I want to do is get this thing wound up and get out of here.
Well, now, don't give up so easily, Lum. If we lose here, I intend to appeal the case. I'll take it right up to the Supreme Court if necessary.
No, don't bother to do that, Squire.
Well, I intend to do it, Lum. As a matter of fact, I've already... Wait a minute. I see the judge is signaling for me there. I'll be right back. Excuse me just a minute, Lum.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Mom, I think you ought to take Squire up on that. Let him take your case to the Supreme Court.
No. I just couldn't stand to go through all this again. I've just... stood about all I can.
Yeah, but, Lum, you don't want to sit around a penitentiary all the rest of your life. That'll get monotony, too.
Abner, don't talk about that.
All right, but I believe Squire's got the right idea. I bound you'll change your mind, too, when they wrap that iron ball and chain around your leg and...
Abner, do you have to keep talking?
Huh?
Wait a minute, Squire's coming back again.
I'm going to tell him to appeal it, too.
Anything new happen, Squire?
Yes, Lum. The jury is unable to reach a decision, so they're coming back for further instructions from the court.
Oh, well, I don't see what good that's going to do.
Well, the judge is still hopeful of winding this thing up. He hates to put the county to the expense of a new trial. Personally, I'd like to see a new trial.
Well, I can't see where it'd do much good. Anything we've got to say, we've done said it.
Yeah, but maybe next time we could say it a little louder.
Mr. Lum, Mr. Lum.
Oh, well, what is it, Cedric?
Well, my vacate's up today, and I got to get back home. I'm supposed to be back at work tonight on the graveyard shift.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Yes, Mom. So I want to know if Mr. Lum's going to ride back to Pine Ridge with me or if he's going on to the penitentiary.
Well, we don't know yet, Cedric. That's what we're waiting to find out about.
And let's not discuss it, neither. This is bad enough as it is without having to talk about it to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta know, though. If you ain't going back with me, Mr. Lum, I might as well get started now.
Well, wait, Cedric. Me and Grandpappy Spears has got to ride back with you. Don't forget that, even if Lum don't.
Abner, will you stop talking that way?
Huh?
You're making me feel like a arch criminal.
Well, I'm sorry for Lum. Cedric, you better go back over there and sit down now and wait till we find out how the trial comes out.
Well, can't you just ask somebody?
Yeah, I'm Cedric, my boy, I believe you better be quiet. I see the jury is coming back now.
Yeah, hurry up, Cedric. Get back to your seat.
Yes, Lum.
Say, Lum, who's that the district attorney is bringing in the courtroom?
Whereabouts?
Right over there. Here, round this way.
Oh,
right
that's Mr. Terry, the feller that works over at the Union Bank. Mm. Alvin Terry. He always waits on me in there.
Oh, then that must be the witness the prosecution wanted to put on the stand the other day. The one that couldn't make it because he was sick.
Yeah, I'm proud to see he's up and around again. He was down sick, you know.
Yeah, it's too bad he didn't get here sooner. He could have heard the trial. He missed out on the whole thing, you know.
Order, court. Order, please. Inasmuch as the jury has thus far failed to reach a decision in the case of Polk County versus Lum Edwards, I deem advisable that...
Your Honor, may it please the court, the prosecution fully realizes that the examination of witnesses in this trial is closed. However, in view of the existing circumstances, we wish to ask the court a favor and be permitted to present a witness who was unable to appear during the course of the trial.
Your Honor... I see no reason why the prosecution should be allowed to present a witness at this time. Counsel has not established that he has new evidence important enough to warrant reopening the examination of witnesses.
It is the opinion of this court that the introduction of any new evidence, regardless of its comparative importance, should be allowed in this particular case. Therefore, the new witness may be sworn in. Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. We would like to call Mr. Alvin Terry.
Just take the witness stand, please, Mr. Terry.
You'll raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Be seated and state your name.
Alvin W. Terry. Mr. Terry, you are an employee of the Union Bank here in town, are you not?
I am.
You are the assistant cashier of that bank, are you?
I am.
How long have you been an employee of the Union Bank?
Oh, a little over 13 years.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you held your present position?
About 7 years.
All right. Are you acquainted with Mr. Lum Edwards of Pine Ridge?
Yes, sir.
Is he a customer of your bank?
He is.
Would you recognize his signature?
Well, that's part of my job. Yes, sir.
Mr. Terry, I have here a paper, a document, which I ask to be marked for identification. State's exhibit number...
I think it would be 7.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes, 7. Now then, Mr. Terry, I ask you to look at this paper and tell us what it is.
Why, it's a check. A check drawn on the Union Bank for $500 to the order of Luther Phillips. And in the lower left-hand corner is a notation. Balance payment on farm.
Yes. And who is it signed by?
By Lum Edwards.
You recognize that definitely as the signature of Lum Edwards, do you?
Yes, sir.
Grannies, wait a minute. Is that all I put on there, just Lum Edwards?
Lum, for goodness sake, sit down.
Yeah, but listen to me,
Squire. Sit down, Lum. Don't make a fool of yourself. Now, sit down.
Well, I tell you, if you'll just listen...
Be quiet. Lum, sit down.
The prosecution may proceed with the questioning.
No more questions, Your Honor. I ask only that the check which Mr. Edwards used in his act of embezzlement be submitted to the jury for inspection. Counsel for the defense may take the witness.
No questions.
What do you mean, no questions? I got something I want to ask.
Lum, please sit down. This is embarrassing.
But listen here, Squire. If you'll just listen to me a minute.
I beg the court's indulgence while I confer with my client briefly.
Certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now then, what is it, Lum?
Listen, Squire, come over here. I want to talk to you.
Doggy's grandpap, what do you reckon's going on here anyway?
No sakes, don't ask me. Sounds like a batch of pigeon-toed shenanigans, I'd say.
I thought this trial was practical over once, and here they are going at it hand and tooth again.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed this for nothing.
We are ready now.
All right. Let's have it more quiet in here, please. Go ahead, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Terry, you say that Mr. Edwards is a customer at your bank, the Union Bank?
Yes, sir.
Does Mr. Edwards have more than one account there?
Well, yes. Actually, he has two.
Mm-hmm. And exactly what is the difference between those two accounts?
One of them is a joint account he has in connection with Mr. Abner Peabody. That is a personal account.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is an account he maintains as a justice of the peace.
Yes. Now, I want you to examine the check which the prosecution has entered as exhibit number 7. Examine it once more and tell me which of those accounts that check was drawn on.
Yes, sir. This check was drawn on Mr. Edwards' personal account, the one he has with Mr. Peabody.
Now, wait here. How do you know that check is drawn on his personal account?
Because he signs the other checks, L. Edwards, Justice of the Peace.
Hi, Dogan, wait a minute, Lom. That's part of my money, that joint account.
Hey, Sheriff Abner, I admit I made a mistake, but it's the best mistake I ever made.
Be quiet. That's all the questions, Mr. Terry. Your Honor, I move that the court instruct the jury to return a verdict acquitting this defendant on the ground that the evidence presented by the prosecution establishes that the crime with which the defendant is charged was never committed. The funds he used to purchase a farm for Mr. Spears were withdrawn from a personal account and not from the funds held by him as a justice of the peace. Therefore, the evidence presented by the state does not sustain the indictment, and I further move that the case be dismissed.